Disaster Dates by the Divorcee, part two. So I go to the bathroom. I'm thinking to myself as I'm in there, oh, this is going really well. He's all green flags. I'm thinking we're probably going to leave. You know, maybe I'll make out with him by the car or something. Kind of hot and sexy, right? I come back to the table, I'm feeling all energetic, and he's not there. So I'm like, that's weird. Where'd he go? So I wait there for a couple minutes, but I'm just not that patient. So I text him, hey, did you leave? He immediately texts me back, do you want to sleep together? Via text. And I'm like, that's weird. Definitely not now, dude. So I reply, I'd rather take things more slowly. And then he says, all the best. I'm thinking to myself, I'm so confused. You spent 3 hours with me, spent like a ton of money on dinner, and then you have the window of opportunity to make your move at the end of the date, and then you just disappear and text me? Like, what the hell?
The dude messed up. He knew he wasted his time and money. He figured he would shoot his shot by text and knew it likely would not hit the target. He only wanted to go out with her to smash her cakes. That is it. You are better off saving your money and time. Even if you do get a piece, after you have post-nut clarity, you will realize the time, effort, and money to bust a nut was not worth it. After you bust, you are stuck with the woman for extended periods of time, and they will drain your energy away.